This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. Sorry for the slight delay, but the three monitors in front of me were on poisonous news channels that I don't care to
blah 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 blah
wreck my mind with here. So yeah, I had to just. Sometimes it's amusing, you know, to kind of keep tabs. But I'm looking for positive things these days. I'm looking for optimism. I'm looking for an example of. I guess just the bright future that I know we have. It's still America. It's still America. It's certainly ugly when people burn houses because they see a flag on the house.
Well, it's America, and then inside America, you have the sovereign nation of Chaz.
Right, yeah.
In Seattle.
Why do they call it Chaz? Sure. What do they call Chaz again?
Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
Okay, what does an autonomous zone mean?
It means we're all equal here. We're all the same. We're all
How is that different anywhere else?
I don't really get it.
But. I don't either. But, yeah, major city in America has been overtaken on a certain part of the city by people who want total lawlessness.
Seattle has fallen.
And now they're talking about bringing more police and military in there to end it. Well, that'd be the best thing they can get. You have to remember, every one of these deals, that's the game.
Yep.
That's the game. They demand a confrontation.
They want to pay up? Exactly.
And then they want the bad guys to snap so they have a video to send all across the globe and raise money for.
Look what they did to us!
And if you believe in your heart of hearts everything that Black Lives Matter stands for, but can't call out when the actions are so horrible, then forget about it. How does that advance anything? How does that advance? It doesn't advance anything. It advances the dollars in the bank account of groups that are seeking confrontation. It's unbelievable. But I really do have an overwhelming urge today, folks, to just hear from you about what you're optimistic about. Okay? I'm not going Pollyanna on you. I'm not ignoring things that need to be talked about. But I am of the belief there are things that we should be optimistic about. Well, pick one, Scott. What? You want me to pick one? I was talking to myself there. Did you see Joe Biden in his little press event this week? I'm optimistic that there's no way he can be president of the United States. That's what I'm optimistic about. Do you have the clip for me, Kev?
I'm working on the one that we're looking for.
All right. Yeah, There's what did our friend Leon Francis call it?
I forget it. I'm not on the page anymore. This is stammering.
He had a word for it. Just how bad it is. So there's one thing I'm optimistic about. I'm optimistic also about Business Insider magazine has ranked the best places to live in America after the pandemic. Todd, have you seen this?
We're looking at it right now.
Guess what, folks? Fargo and Bismarck are on the list. Fargo's 3, Bismarck's 8. Best places to live after the pandemic. That's pretty cool. Now, the problem is Fargo's our Seattle. You know,
that's the quote of the year right there.
Yeah, right.
Fargo is our Seattle.
Exactly right. So this is we still have our issues, okay? That we need to attend to. But
yeah, if they did this survey today, Fargo may not make the top 10.
And if you think I'm crazy, I don't know if you followed the news about the deputy chief that resigned after he was on his own time, part of the protest, and sort of infiltrated the protesters and used their signs and all that stuff. Remember that? And then he's resigned. Now, the Black Lives Matter protesters, the folks that tried to torch our town 6 days ago, or 6 days before they wanted a peaceful protest, and then got the peaceful protest and then lasted a day and then said this guy was, you know, infiltrating them and trying to get information from them and everything else. And I this just hit me today. This just hit me today. That's another example of the chaos that is created from these people on purpose. It's not true. It's a ridiculous lie. They're exploiting someone going through a tough time right now, and then they put it on the chief that he was part of it, and it's just really, they have no proof of it, but they have somebody that says, let's allege it and drop that stink bomb. And then they use it now to say, you know, pretty much run the police department. They got Mayor Mahoney doing, okay, we want a freedom of, we want all the emails, and we want an internal investigation, and we don't want the current chief involved because he knows the guy. And what? They want to run our police department too? And then probably disband it. That's why I say Fargo's our Seattle here in North Dakota, folks. Got to be very cognizant of what's going on there. Anyway, couple of my thoughts. I welcome yours today. We've really been pressed for time with a ton of guests of late. Senator Kevin Cramer is not able to join us tomorrow or next hour in the usual weekly talk radio town hall because of travel. So we just have more time to talk and get your take on all of this. And I want to know what you think. Seattle, renaming things. We can't call Paw Patrol Paw Patrol anymore. What the heck is that? I'm not doing very good in the positive department, am I? It's insanity is what that is. 100% insanity. You know, so the renaming, the cancel culture, just all of this stuff is ick. Let's find some positive. The two contributions I have for you today, that we are one of the best places to live, Bismarck, Fargo, North Dakota, after the pandemic. The only bad thing about that is more people will know, but I think anybody that sees that is going to be more of the, I don't know, McKenzie County than Cass County kind of person. I'm thinking. I could be wrong. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'll have the Biden clips. And then another clip I want to play at some point is Governor Doug Burgum from Wednesday's briefing, in which I asked him, I said, look, you're an entrepreneur. What do you say to entrepreneurs that own hotels, restaurants? Because with social distancing, for instance, at restaurants, how will you ever recover? And he rattled off some stats about things that were really coming back and quick, where, you know, April was okay, May was way better, and June is like off the charts, you know, and some good positive things about what is happening out there. He even said, hey, maybe I, you know, should rethink this governor thing or something to that effect. He's saying, I wish I could be back out there private sector, realizing all these opportunities. So that sounds positive to me. Do you share that? Let me know. You can text me as well at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Chad is on the road. What's on your mind, Chad?
I just heard something that made me kind of laugh, putting it a certain way, with what's going on in Seattle. You know, it's kind of funny. They don't want borders. They don't want police. Yet the first time they take control, what do? They put up some borders and they start patrolling those streets.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's them. See, it's them. You know, we're policing our own here. That's why they see a cop and they see an enemy. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's just all part of the plan.
What's the plan, Chad?
Well, kind of like how you said, it's the whole ridiculousness of the thing. I mean, I'll say the elites, sure, their plan. But I look back and I'm just sitting here thinking, this is kind of one of the funniest, greatest, silliest, weirdest movies I have ever seen.
Yes,
it is. It is indeed. How does it end? How does this movie end, Chad?
I don't know. I just finished Childhood's End, so.
You were asking good questions today. Appreciate the call. John West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, we've just watched the Democrats in the last three and a half. half years be so absolutely ridiculous in all kinds of things, such as Russia and the impeachment. They're behind all of this. And I just wonder if the Democrat Party is really behind all of this other stuff going on, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, riots, all of this would be interesting, your comment. But you know, Scott, in light of it all, God is in complete control. We don't have anything to worry about, Matthew chapter 6. That ought to settle everybody's heart. If you're not right with the Lord, this is a great time to get right with the Lord and to really dig into the Word of God and study it and spend time meditating on this rather than all this other stuff that works you up. So that's my comment.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do, although I don't think I don't think God's in charge of the people in Chaz. I think they've been in the grips of a darker side, but need to realize they are created for something better than this, and that's hope. But there's always a battle. There's always a battle versus good and evil. Thanks, John. Good
now
talk.
You can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now maybe I did all things to cheat you, baby, but I did it anyway. Now maybe some say a life will save.
All right, folks, I'll tell you something that gives me a little optimism. A good meal, right? A good meal.
Bring that on.
Nothing like it. You ever notice you're a little more optimistic after a nap, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I don't ever take naps during the week. I do, obviously, sneak one in every now and then on a Sunday. But I got home last night. I had a headache. I was just exhausted, and I laid down for an hour and a half, and I woke up and felt great and jetted off to a 9 o'clock meeting, and sometimes you just have to do it. But the food, the great home cooking can do it, and that's what PetroServe USA is all about today. In fact, let me give you some specials, like two sloppy joes and chips at the PetroServe USA location in Harwood, or the pulled pork sandwich at I-29 at 12th Avenue North in Fargo, or West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork sandwiches on special, too. And pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine, your choice at the exit 292, I-94, Valley City location of PetroServe USA. All of those lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And everywhere they have the 4 for $4 deal, a great pizza. Could be a breakfast pizza. Could be a pepperoni. Oh, they're good. Hot, fresh, pan-style, personal pizza, plus the two fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce fountain drink or coffee for $4. That's what I said, for $4. Cheapest lunch in town. PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you. Jacob's on the road. Jacob, what's on your mind today? You're next.
Hey, I just want to make a comment about the policeman taking it on his own to infiltrate the protesters, and then he gets suspended and then resigns. I just find it a little bit cowardice of the mayor to do that to him, to persecute his own, someone that I'm sure is very close to him, instead of, you know, taking on the protesters head on. You know, all I've been seeing is basically the mayor and the city of Fargo just giving in to everything, to these protesters and rioters, and I see no, they're not sticking up for themselves and persecuting their own. You know, I just find it very cowardice, and I just wanted to make that known. And also, I believe that the Democrats are behind these riotings and everything, because I don't know if the reports are correct, but you hear that Joe Biden's campaign is sending money to bail out all these rioters that are being arrested for breaking the law.
Was it the campaign, or was it some campaign staffers? You know, it might be distinction without a difference, but I understand, you know, because it wasn't actually the campaign, like they're taking campaign dollars, but it's people in his staff contributing to an organization that was doing that. And look, there's two things here. There is, you know, actual involvement, okay, planning a protest, planning an attack like what's going on in Seattle, planning a game like they did in Fargo first. And really, the protests even were a Fargo problem. I mean, I'm joking, but North Dakota's Seattle is Fargo. And that's really where the protests were a problem. There wasn't thousands of people in any other city in North Dakota doing this. So it was Fargo, it was Black Lives Matter, and there's, you know, the entity that plans it, Jacob, and then there's the people that quietly support it or fund it with their money. Or, you know, George Soros is an example. His name gets used a lot. But that type of person that loves this anarchy because they think it reflects bad on Trump. So they're happy to support it. They're happy to fund. And look at the dollars behind No Dapple. You know, there's a lawsuit pending about it this very moment. And see some of the discovery. You find out who's behind this stuff. So I think it's both, I guess, is what I'm getting at, Jacob.
Yeah, and you could see a distinction, because when Obama was in office, remember when the ranchers took over that federal office, do you remember? And now that Trump is in office, now we got these anarchists taking over entire cities. You know, the similarities and the opposites of what's happening right now is pretty interesting, because the ranchers were all about the Constitution. And then you got these anarchists are all about the destruction of America. And it all depends who's in office. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just find it's too many very highly unlikelies going on that, you know, it's a lot more organized and purposeful than just random protests.
Well said, Jacob. And I would agree with you, by the way, that former Fargo Deputy Police Chief Todd Osmondson, Ozzy as he's known, has been dealt an unfair hand. What he did was obviously wrong, but it was worthy of a suspension that he got. The resignation came because of the pile-on factor from bloggers and armchair quarterbacks who think they know better than Chief David Todd, who served alongside the guy for 31 years. And now I do agree with you. I think the mayor, I'm a little more concerned after talking to the mayor today when he talks about the rift with the Black Lives Matter group is being repaired through him giving them access to emails and internal communications and doing this independent investigation, and they can ask for the chief not to be involved. Make me gag with a spoon. Give me a break here. This is ridiculous. And by the way, I don't know what happened with Chief Todd Osmondson, but I bet if I was an expert in mental health, I would say I'm seeing some signs there where this individual needs some help. Okay? Again, I don't know that to be the case. I've heard some things that it is, again, lack of sleep leading to some other things, whatever. That means someone that served the department well needs help. That's all that means, right? That doesn't mean you throw them under the bus because of a mental health issue. That's ridiculous. So I'm in agreement with you. I think we better be careful here. Again, I say Fargo is North Dakota, Seattle. And that's where things like this happen. We've got to watch that. It is a contagion that's a big, big problem for the rest of North Dakota as well. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. All right, folks. Don't have enough time to go to some calls here. We have time on the other side of this, though, of course, at 7:01. 258-0550. You can text me, 701-367-2054. Some emails. Some texts. When and why don't these groups have to pay for police and security when they permit these protests? Candidate Trump was in Bismarck, and the city sent a bill to the event organizer, and didn't Fargo expect repayment when President Trump was in Fargo? I believe so. Or they expected it, they asked for it in the way of reimbursement, but very good point. Black Lives Matter did a protest that they got the blessing to do, and then it went a very different direction and later and everything else. Can you imagine the bill for that?
Oh, boy.
Have they paid it? We're going to ask that question. It's a good question. Again, we're coddling the protesters. It's crazy. I want optimism. Give me a story you've heard that is just fantastic. We've got to have a little bit of optimism. It's still America. I'm optimistic about that.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Confederate statues in the U.S. Capitol need to be removed. The California Democrats saying that some of the figures committed treason against the United States, and she said most of them were white supremacists.
Statues in the Capitol, I don't know, because that will be up to the makers of the motion to suggest how they would like to proceed. But these names have to go from these bases. And these statues have to go from the Capitol.
Pelosi says Democrats are eyeing 11 statues for removal. The Republican National Convention is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida this August, not Charlotte, North Carolina. It's been moved because the governor of North Carolina, a Democrat, Roy Cooper, would not guarantee that it could go forward as planned in Charlotte without coronavirus restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? I said, hell no, I don't. She said, do you really think I'm where you belong? I said, you know and I know you're perfect for me. Everything I'll ever need.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, going to Dennis on a tractor nest. Tell you what, we give priority to anybody on a tractor. If you're on a tractor and you tell... Daniel, you're on a tractor. You're on the phone in a nanosecond, okay? And how about this? Let's do some first-time callers today. First-time callers, if you can bring a little optimism. It's been a while since I've given away some MyPillows. We'll do that for MyPillow. MyPillow prize for our first-time callers today.
Nice.
Just bring some optimism, okay? 800-228-0550. Let's see what I need to tell you about here at Pipers. These folks just don't stop.
I know, right?
Unbelievable.
They are.
They are amazing. They are doing their June machinery auction coming up. That'll be bidding opening the 19th through the 23rd. Find the details at Pipers.com. Saturday the 25th of July is the Olson Farm Retirement Equipment and Antiques Auction in Robinson, North Dakota. Get that one on your calendar for sure. Let's see what we have in the way of... we have a nice home for sale in Bowman right now. We have hunting land, 400 acres, Mille Lacs County, Minnesota. Are you kidding me? We have the resort, Timber Lane Resort and Bears Den Golf Course at Park Rapids that is for sale. And if I were you, I'd check that out, too. Morton County, about 205 acres right now. Oliver County, about 5,300 acres of beautiful... ranch land for sale. I could go on and on all day, but I'd go to Pipers.com right now and check these out if I were you, or call them at 877-700-4099. I'm saying we need some positivity. Set aside the ugly. Let's talk positive. Donald Trump's starting his rallies next week. You know he's going to Tulsa because they have the least amount of COVID of anybody in the country. I love it. You know why he goes there? Not because he needs Oklahoma to win, because more people can get in. I'm circling the date when we can be here. Remember that survey we did in the middle of the COVID stuff? I mean, it was like April bad. And we said, hypothetical, Donald Trump's coming to the Fargo Dome July 1st. Do you go? What was it? Like 90 to 10?
Yeah, it was crazy. I love what he did with the RNC, too. Hey, no, Carolina, no. All right, let's go to Florida.
Yep, they're going to Florida.
Go to Jacksonville.
I love that. But one of the things I'm positive about is the fact that if Joe Biden stays as the nominee, Donald Trump's going to win in a landslide, folks. Here's the latest moment of Joe Biden's from yesterday, in case you missed it.
He's talking about, of course, the Trumpster here, and he got a little lost in his...
So, Vice President, you want to talk about the Biden plan and...
Well, what I'd like to do is, first of all, thank you all. And do we have copies of what I've gotten it? Okay. Look,
copies of what I'm going to say.
The National Bureau of Labor Statistics points out that 3.3 million business owners have shut their doors since February. 3.3 million. Okay. And God willing, a lot will open up again, but 41% of African-American businesses have shut their doors, 32% of Latino businesses, and 19% of white businesses. And Trump may have forgotten about coronavirus, but he hadn't forgotten about us. And we have 20 million unemployed. You all know that. And the failure to respond to the pandemic, I think the federal government has abdicated any effective leadership role. The White House, at least, has abdicated that role. You know, the rapidly rising abdicated that role. You know, the rapidly rising
His
inability to focus on any federal responsibility.
My favorite is he can't focus on anything, Joe Biden. What are you talking about, Donald Trump?
I know, man, right?
You can't focus.
Poor guy.
Have you got copies of what I'm going to say? That's a weird comment, isn't it?
You can just see that.
You got copies of what I'm going to say?
Yep.
Well, can you hand me one? Because I forgot.
He did. The script he didn't have, and he all of a sudden you saw him like.
If you can't listen to that, folks, and have optimism for what will happen in November, you're not. I can't save you. Let's get to the tractor. Dennis is on the tractor. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I was just going to say, I don't know how optimistic it is, but I was in Seattle visiting my uncle about 3 or 4 years ago, and after they passed their marijuana laws, and they had the Seattle police running around passing out bags of Doritos that had the new marijuana laws written on it. And I guess that's just kind of a prelude to this, you know. I mean, it's just a weak place.
Yeah, I hope that's a meme. They actually did that. They did.
Oh, yeah.
Doritos?
Oh, yeah.
With the little sticker on them.
That is
they
fact.
Actually
yep.
did it, Scotty. I was close to that area and walked through there, and I don't like the marijuana, but, you know, I was walking through there, and they had hundreds of people out there, and just the police were just running around passing out bags of Doritos with all the new laws written on them.
Wow, that's interesting, Dennis. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Setting up the needle disposal sites and things like that, too. Got to have that.
So those are the things that are drip, drip, drip that get you to a point like this. Donald Trump laid out a vision yesterday to rebuild cities, right, and how to do this. I don't know if Joe Biden missed that memo or what. I get a kick out of it. He talks about, you know, the businesses that have shut their doors and how it's higher in the black community than anywhere else. Might that be because protests have overtaken? I mean, how many businesses have had to close up shop because of what these protesters were doing? Crazy. Rick in South Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, how long was that police officer that retired or got fired or whatever it was on the force? They're over 30 years? Well, he just took his pension and went home.
31 years.
It's hard to fire a police officer. Yeah, so he just retired. I mean, these stories of cops, all these cops around the country getting quitting because they say something that's not very racially whatever. I mean, you have a police union that protects these people. I don't know how much of these stories I believe. I mean, the guy's on the force for 31 years. He should have retired, you know, 2 or 3 years ago.
Why?
I mean, I know police people.
Why should he have retired 2 or 3 years ago? What do you know about him that allows you to say that?
But a collection of pension. I don't know, but I mean, I just don't believe a lot of these stories out there about policemen, you know.
I can't tell you what to believe or what not to believe, and I don't know about anybody else. I know this story is accurate. And I know that he was 31 years and he had a lot more years to give. And he's a good, I don't even know anything about the police union or their role in this, but he's a good cop.
I mean, I don't know anything about the cop either, but I'm just saying is, I mean, all these people, you know, quitting their jobs because something that they say, I mean, There's protocols here. You just can't fire a cop. You got to suspend pending investigation.
Well, he resigned.
I'm just wondering
He got a week long suspension, and I think the heat said I'm out of here. Now I would have preferred that he took a leave and got some help from whatever is, you know, causing the issue. But there's a lot of people out there that hate cops, hate the police department. Monday morning quarterback, how
tough
you doing?
Tough time to be a cop right now.
Exactly. And right now, this guy, he's out of a job, and the mayor of the city of Fargo, who I like and I think is doing a good job, Tim Mahoney, is, sitting across the table from people who led one violent protest in Fargo, asked to do another one, and it was okay, and a day later said, hey, you were putting that guy in here to infiltrate us, and we want to know more about this, and now they're being coddled through hearing about an investigation. I think that's crazy. Mike and Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of talk. Kamala Harris is going to be Joe Biden's running mate. I was just wondering, has she passed the hair-sniffing test and the groping test yet?
Yeah, I think he's had to give all that up, hasn't he? I'm pretty sure he doesn't do that anymore. Yeah, and she has to be the pick because she's female, she's African-American, and when you're in the Democratic Party, it's all about identity politics. Identity politics.
Well, there was some Amy Klobuchar talk until the Minneapolis situation happened. But
political problem there. Joe Biden, let me get ask him. What is he doing?
Another rapidly rising.
I'm sorry, Mike. Hello? We were listening to Joe there for a second.
Another statement kind of about the riots. The millionaires and the billionaires funding these people, we already have laws on the books, and we've used them for Pablo Escobar. Let's go after the money. Let's put some of these billionaires in the poorhouse, use that money to rebuild some of the destruction and reestablish some of these businesses and help some of these businesses owners. I think these billionaires should be left penniless. Seize everything they got for funding the chaos. The laws are on the books. Why aren't they using them?
I don't know. To me, it's RICO. It's a RICO statute. It's organized crime. And you know what? They ought to be held accountable. Couldn't agree with you anymore.
But then would they take Scott's billions too then at that point?
Yeah. Well, I don't have any, so that's number one. Number two, I wouldn't fund that crap if you gave me the money to fund it with. Look, Energy Transfer Partners that did the Dakota Access Pipeline had to do their own lawsuit because nobody else was doing this in the government. So they did it. But the federal government should be doing it. Prosecutors should be doing it. Craig and Moorhead, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Every time I see a thing on Biden, it scares me. I'll tell you what, very bad scares me because it proves that the Democrats picked a flawed, seriously ill, mentally ill candidate. And I'm telling you what, the 1968 was riots at the Democratic National Convention. The only way they're going to win this is to sow seeds of anarchy from coast to coast. And I put nothing past Pelosi and the Democratic Party. They care about their own power more than they do our country. And it's a scary scene because they picked a candidate that is senile.
But I think that...
You know, the rapidly rising...
We're good, Joe. Yeah, we're good.
Cut him off.
Give me a little of the Craig, don't you think that's a good thing?
It's a bad thing because you have no idea what these Democrats are capable of to win this. They will steal it from Trump. They'll tear down our nation to win it, and that scares me.
It scares me too, but I don't think that person can be Joe Biden that leads that effort. I think that I'm optimistic because who's going to vote for this guy?
They will win this if any way they can, and that's the scary part. That's what I'm scared of. I put nothing past those guys. They'll tear down our nation. I'm telling you now, it's going to be an ugly summer.
Well, the question that will determine whether or not the United States of America, as we know it, continues to be the United States of America, is whether there are more makers in America or takers in America. And if you're right... Right, yeah. Got it. Let me get back to you. You got hairy legs, too, by the way. Thank you, Craig.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 160 acres in Trail, 690 acres in Stutzman, 320 acres in Burley, 160 acres in Pierce, 40 acres in Cass, and a 10-acre building site and home near Ada, Minnesota. Don't forget exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Rolette, Gladstone, Tuttle, and Bismarck, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Friday, my dear friends, and What's on Your Mind radio family. Glad to have you along with us today at 800-228-0550. First-time callers get a prize today. If you're on a tractor, tell Daniel we'll put you to the front of the line. Okay? Call us and tell us what's on your mind. And if you got something positive, something you think that while everybody else is focused on the negative and the ugly things that are happening in our country, none of this is an accident, folks. This isn't just sort of a happenstance. You don't have the world we've had for the last number of years. You don't have the stuff Donald Trump's been enduring, a duly elected president of the United States, followed by COVID, followed by none of its happenstance, followed by all this divide and protest. the divide is real. I don't think you can tell people, well, you shouldn't be mad and you shouldn't be, I don't think that's going to do any good. It's not going to make them think differently about it. What you can do is say, can you help me understand why you feel how you feel? And then I'll maybe share with you how I feel. And maybe together we can decide, why don't we just, you know, get along and love each other and stop worrying about who you want to be president, who I want to be president, just be people made in the image and likeness of God. This isn't complicated. Well, it is complicated, but it shouldn't be complicated. Let's put it that way. I want to talk to folks from the military world for a moment that have served our country. The University of Mary wants to serve you now. The University of Mary is a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults. In addition to their campus in Bismarck, they make it their mission to prepare you for a promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. To do so, they offer a number of services specifically for military students, a full support team with extensive military backgrounds, personal care dedicated to your success, scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning. They take care of all that. Classes are starting all the time. They're ready to serve you at the University of Mary. Get started by connecting with a member of the military services team today. Do an application. Your fee will be waived if you tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind. Find more at online.umary.edu/military services. Texter says, the defund the police movement will never work. I was deployed to Afghanistan for a year. The areas of the country with no police have gangs of thugs that rule large areas of the country. They make people pay for protection or risk getting their homes and businesses burnt down. Same as what is happening in Seattle.
Who doesn't know that?
Thugs are
extorting. Who doesn't realize that?
I hear you. Thugs are extorting businesses for protection. Trust me, they will rule more harshly than any cop.
Oh, I've been saying that long time. Yeah.
Texter says, this is something you should read to your listeners from Ron in Bismarck. So true. Scare people with a virus, place them in quarantine, count the number of dead every second of every day in every news headline, close businesses, create a vacuum, and let depression, anxiety, hopelessness, and desperation set in. Then, ignite hatred and civil unrest, creating civil war. Empty the prisons because of the virus. Fill the streets with criminals. Send in Antifa to vandalize property as if they're freedom fighters. Undermine the law. Riot, loot, attack all law enforcement. Attack them all, but tell government to order a stand down. Then defund law enforcement. Abolish police. We are all being played by those who want to destroy America. This is how you destroy a nation from within.
And it isn't like that playbook, Alinsky and the rabbi, it isn't like that stuff isn't known and isn't, you know.
And in very short order, all this happens. Will it work? I guess that depends on you and me. I didn't write this, but it needed to be shared. It did, and I agree, and it is, no doubt in my mind, happening like that. I don't know that we can comprehend all of that. I don't know that we can, you know, write up something that says, see, this connects to this and this connects to this. But it's too much of a coincidence to think that it's not. But this is where I come back to asking for optimism. Because if you find the optimistic things, you find the ways that this is being fought back against. You talk about how the economy is coming, but do they want the economy to be down all through November? Yeah. Is Donald Trump going to let that happen? No. But it's going to be tough. But where, you know, it's happening. How have you done it? How have I done it? How, you know, let's share that optimism. That is what we need to do. Share that optimism. Clint in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, positive is living in the great state of North Dakota.
Amen.
That's a true positive, and the main reason I was calling your previous caller that is fearful of the Democrats and what they will do to replace Trump, I think he needs to be a little more concerned about the 43rd alumni for Biden and the Bush family brats that will go out of their way and the rest of the establishment swampsters with them. The so-called Republicans bother me a lot worse than the Democrats. At least we know what to expect from the Democrats.
It's true. The aiding and abetting of this stuff. 100% agree. the Never Trumpers. You want something's done a little bit differently on how President Trump does them? Get in a room and help be part of the solution. Endorse Joe Biden when you look at that insanity. Joe Biden would undo much of what George W. Bush put in place. Number one, I'll just take one issue very important to me. George W. Bush was a pro-life president. Donald Trump's been more of a pro-life president. Would Joe Biden be a pro-life president? Of course not. He'd set the pro-life movement back decades. Worry about it. But also do something about it. Thanks,
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.